We're 32 days into the new year, and I've already dropped the ball. Hey, beautiful. My name is Yolanda Latham, and I am obsessed with all things business and mom life, and helping you navigate your crazy life to that freedom that you desire. I'm a small-time mom who's currently having a full-time education career, growing a six-figure business, and on my way to reaching that financial and time freedom that I've desired for many, many years. I'm going to show you the inside look of what it's like growing a business and being a working mom. And I'm not going to stray away from the real talk. Heck no. Money, hardship, growth, anything that you can think of when it comes to being a full-time career mom, we're going to talk about it. So think of this as your lunch date with your BFF. So pull up your seat, grab a drink, and get ready to be unapologetically you. All right, so probably like you, I had a lot of goals set at the end of the year for 2021, and I was going to set the world on fire come January 1st. And January 1st or January 4th, I did pretty good. But then on January 4th in the evening, I get a message that tells me, your podcast is stupid, and you should stop doing it. And I have to tell you something. I'm going to be very transparent. First, I was like, okay, says the person who's not even attempting a podcast. But honestly, it kind of hurt. And then I deleted all my episodes I had for January because I was like, you know what? They might be right. My podcast isn't the fanciest. I'm literally like sitting here right now just recording off of my phone because that's what I can afford right now and equipment-wise. I don't have the fancy microphone, even though I have it on my wish list right now, and that's what I'm working hard to go for. I don't have the fancy editing material that some of the others do, and I don't have anybody to join in right now to be guest on my podcast. And so when I sat back and I thought about it, I was like, you know what? They very well might be just right about that. And so I went and I immediately got into my head and I started deleting all my podcasts for January. And then this weekend, I got on my phone getting ready to do a podcast and be like, you know what? I'm just going to start back up again. And I stopped myself because I was like, you know what? This may be stupid. This may not be what is needed. And so I really had a heart-to-heart talk with the good Lord. Now, if you've listened to my original podcast in the back, I deleted those episodes because it was a lot about like my relationship with God and growing with God. But the more I thought about it, that wasn't where I wanted to go. That wasn't the direction that I was being called to. But this weekend, I'm going to get a little, hopefully not preachy here, but I'm going to kind of tell you my story here. This weekend, I had a heart-to-heart with the Lord, and I was like, God, where do you need me to be? Where do you want me to lead and to honor you? And I literally waited and I just thought of all the benefits if I picked up right where I left off. And at first I was like, no, because I'm not that good at podcasting. I'm not that good at YouTube. I'm not that good at video. But then a good friend of mine who has an amazing podcast, actually, it's called MLM Misfits by Trey Bearer. Go ahead and look him up on any of the social media websites. Like, he is amazing. Go ahead and look him up. But he had said something. He said that essentially, like, other people don't pay your bills and everybody has to start somewhere. And he was talking about how his first like 50 episodes of his podcast were horrible. Absolutely horrible. There was nothing in there that he felt like was bringing value to anybody. And he said after about the 50th episode, he finally figured out how to do it. He finally figured out how to put a decent podcast together. Now he has an amazing podcast. I absolutely love it. I actually found him about 10 months ago when I guess he just I don't know, I guess he just first started podcasting, but it seemed like he was doing it forever. And he was like, you need it. He's like, literally when you're doing podcast or when you're doing YouTube, you need to get like the first 50 episodes out. And then you figure it out. So this weekend, that was brought up and said. And then I had another friend who brought up about, if you put in 110% every single day for the next year and you're still not where you want to be a year from now, or even feel like you're succeeding in being a year from now, then stop what you're doing and go do something else. And I was like, here I was, December 31st, preaching how I'm going to hit 2021 hard and I'm going to light it on fire and I'm going to be super successful. And because one person who I don't even know who they are just sent me a message and said, hey, your podcast sucks, I completely shut down. I stopped making my episodes. I actually deleted episodes, and now I'm kicking myself in the butt for that. I haven't got onto my YouTube. And my live videos and my social media, I kind of backed off of. But I wanted to sit here, and I wanted to be transparent about you, to you about that. Because the last 31 days, all of January, I dropped the ball. And I saw it in my goals. January, I achieved 0 goals. Not a single one. Not even like just walking a mile a day. Actually, I walk more than that, but like an extra mile a day, I should say. Something simple. Didn't even do it. And it wasn't that I didn't know how to do it. It's because I was scared of other people's opinions. And then I sat back and I was like, if I am preaching this, other people's opinions do not put food on your table. Other people's opinions do not pay your electric bill. Other people's opinions do not define your self-worth. Then why I wasn't walking the walk. So here I am, opening up to you guys about my struggles that I've had for the last 30 days, 32 days, whatever it was. I promise you that I'm not the best. I can promise you that. But I can also promise you that I am not going to be successful if I don't work towards it. Just like you're not going to be successful if you don't work towards your goals. So I'm making this commitment again to you that I'm going to sit here every night and serve you, produce those contents that you want, answer those questions that you want. And I've got some great ideas coming in. And I think it'll be about summertime before they actually launch, but I'm super excited to be working on it. So thank you for those who've been sticking with me. Thank you for those who've been supporting me. I can't wait to produce some better quality and learn and grow and make this the best podcast that I can. And I definitely can't do without you. So go and give me a 5-star review. Send me an email. Boost me up and let me know what is it that you want to hear. Because I could sit here and talk all day about being a busy mom and growing a business and living the life that you want. The good and the bads of it. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love you. I'll see you later. Hey, beautiful, thank you so much for tuning in today. I appreciate you more than you know. I'm giving you a big old hug right now. If you got value out of today's episode, this is what I need you to do. Go and leave me a 5-star review so that way others know what's going on. And let me know what is it that you want to know. So you can email me at Yolanda, that's Yolanda, at Yolanda Latham, LATHAM. com. So go ahead and email me what are some topics that you would love to hear me talk about. And if you want some free tips on business weekly, right into your inbox, go to www.yolandalatham.com/learn. Sign up for those weekly email tips. Everything that I learn, you get for free. And I've got some great things coming up this summer that you will be first to know if you're on that email list. So do not wait. Get on there. Thank you so much. I love you, and I'll see you next time.